It's Hobba and Hing on Triple J.
And, yesterday I made something of a mistake. I messed up. Mm. Lewis was trying to explain to me a situation our Prime Minister found himself in, where he was trying to do some odd jobs for a photo op, and he was holding a hammer but not holding a nail. It looked like it was just a total media, opportunity that he'd ballsed up. And you were trying to talk about how Scott Morrison enjoys carpenters.
He's a big fan of a carpenter.
And he has to protect...
The most famous carpenter of all.
Scotty Cam. But he's got a...
No, oh. Jesus. Yeah, and it really has warmed my heart and warmed a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah, a lot of people messaging me to explain to me the difference between the two of them. And yeah, I get it. They're different. I understand. It was a momentary lapse of judgment.
Sure, and neither you and I are Christian or raised in Christian worlds, really. So I'll admit that my knowledge on this is pretty shaky, so I'm putting that out there early.
I grew up in the church. Yeah. The Chinese Presbyterian Church.
But imagining a world where Scott, Cam and religion somehow come together has been a lot of fun for me. Just trying to think of, you know, how they could come together. The Vatican City, which is just a city that... that Scott Cam built. The Ten Commandments. I mean, that's right out there.
What is this?
You know, his first commandment. Don't forget to watch The Block at 7 o'clock weeknights.
What is?
But that's not what I want to be here for, Michael. Lewis. I mean, I could keep going.
No.
Holy communion.
Oh, all right.
What do you reckon it is?
What?
A child is christened into an apprenticeship with a sip of a farmer's union iced coffee and a crunch of a meat pie. But again, that's not why we're here.
No.
Because... what I wanted to check with you is whether or not you could tell the difference between Scott Cam and Jesus in this quiz, Scott Cam or Jesus?
Wait. So have you written a quiz where I just have to tell you whether it's Scott Cam or Jesus?
That's all I'm asking.
Okay. Now that I know now that I've got both of them in my mind, I'm pretty confident that I can tell them apart.
Okay, yeah, sure. I love that confidence. We've made some sort of religious right or wrong sounds. Mm-hmm. I guess one of them sends you to heaven, the other one sends you to hell.
Okay,
more
good
or
to
less.
Know.
Again,
good to know.
This isn't really my area.
Sure.
I was raised in a very atheist household.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. Okay. My book is a bestseller. Jesus, Scott Cam, or both?
Ooh. Well, it's very popular. I'll go with Jesus.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Scott Cam has actually written several books. None of them as popular as the Bible. One of them is a photo of 20 sheds.
He's got a book of 20 sheds?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. These are the things I've learned about Scott Cam relatively recently in the last few minutes.
Imagine being so famous you could release a book of sheds and people would buy it.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible.
Next question.
I mean, we have a show of 20 horns, so, you know, what are we going to say?
We haven't won a gold Logie, though. Brings me to the next question.
Uh-huh.
I was thanked at the Logies in 2019. Am I? Scott Cam.
Ooh.
Jesus? Neither.
Ooh, 2019.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with, let's say, neither.
He's done it again.
Oh!
Absolutely.
What? No one thanked Jesus in the 2019.
No one ever thanks Jesus. They thank God.
Oh, you know? Of course.
And no one thanks Scott Cam because the winner was Tom Gleason, and he did that really speech that made all the previous winners really angry. Scott Cam called it disrespectful. Okay. Here's my final question. You're two from two so far.
Mm-hmm.
Your knowledge of being able to separate these two carpenters has really improved. I might change the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just something a bit more hectic.
Mm-hmm.
Something a bit more... How's this? All right. Pretty hectic, actually.
Ooh,
should have listened to this before I hit play.
So this is just some chanting?
Yeah. All right. Here's the final question. You could get three from three. You ready?
Okay. Here we go.
The name... You call me is not my birth name. Is that true for Jesus, Scott Cam, or both?
Ooh. I imagine Jesus was Jesus' birth name. So I imagine Scott Cam is Scott Cam's real name. It could have a fake name. Oh, but it's not. Oh, there's no neither option. There's no neither option.
Yeah, his mind's just been blown.
Oh, no. All right, let's go with Scott Cam then. Does he have a fake name? No!
Nah, both.
Both?
Yeah.
What? What was Jesus' real
name?
Well,
it's a, you know, you got to say
it's in Aramaic
Hebrew.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And Scott Cam's real name is Scott Caminetti, according to Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's had to anglicize it for the television market.
Well, I don't
know. Oh, this bloody
we
country.
We can't riff on that. I don't
no,
know.
True. I don't know.
But congratulations. 2 from 3. Not
thank
bad.
You, thank you. I've passed. If anyone else needs me to differentiate between Scotty Cam and Jesus Christ, get in touch.
It's Hobber and Hing on Triple J.